I thought my life was over and I was in danger.
This is where police say Tybo Rogers and Gordon Diesel beat up Camden Malone.
So I tried my best to get away, and it was just gut-wrenching when I found out that they did see where I went and they were coming down to get me.
The report says Malone was riding his bike home from work on campus because his roommate at Shoreline Community College had just died, and Malone was upset. Behind him in a car, Gordon and Rogers were honking and yelling at Malone to get off the road. Malone flipped them off. The football players tried to run him off the road with their car. Malone spit towards the car, and then the chase was on. Cameras in this stairwell caught the entire thing.
They assaulted me. I was pushed. I was hit in the face. My bike was broken. My glasses were broken.
This incident happened in March. A big question is, why was Tybo Rogers still on campus? Because at this point, two separate women had already reported to police that Rogers raped them. One victim reported her attack all the way back in October. The other victim reported in February. One of the victims also filed a Title IX complaint with the University of Washington in November.
He's dangerous and he's a monster, man. It's not even about what he did to me. What he did to those women is horrible.
University of Washington officials tell me Rogers is now officially suspended from the football team. Gordon is also suspended from the team for his reported role in the assault on Malone. However, the school will not answer if the two accused attackers are still students at the university. An official telling me it's due to federal privacy laws.
Both Gordon's and Rogers' pictures remain on the website for the University of Washington football team. I asked the university about this. They tell me that it is normal when a member of an athletic team gets suspended to keep their picture up. Gordon and Rogers face misdemeanor charges for this attack.